Hey, good people. Thanks for coming to my website today on this 10th day of March in the year 2020. As we begin another day, we have to emphasize the power of truth. It just happened with spontaneity today, and I can't help but to share this moment with many of you that has been toying with this idea of truth. Because you may say, well, whose truth, John? Yours? No, not necessarily. You don't have to agree with me to what I agree with. What I'm agreeing with has validation behind it because I'm not chancing life. One promising thing that I received this morning, that an appointment that I had was not going to take place, and I was glad about that because of the priorities in our lives. Because when there's priorities, you have to take care of first things first instead of just trying to find a comfort zone. And I try to share with a black man, don't look for that comfort zone. Look for that truth zone. And the truth zone that I'm talking about is that truth that is applicable to you, not applicable to someone else. Young men today say, well, if you really love me, John, you would affirm my truth. I said, no. Check this out, people. I got 76 years of validation. Now, you know, in the background, we got that old Negro narrative slave song, Swing Low Sweet Chariot. We know that melody. That's offensive to a lot of young people today. But the melody is ingrained in us. And the person playing that is Cyrus Chestnut. And one of African American's most cherished jazz artists. He can't help but to put that on one of his albums. Because that's who he is. That's his truth. See, truth according to you, because it's been proven. I had a young man tell me, he says, you know what, old man, you are absolutely correct. And I said, about what? I mean, I wouldn't open up my mouth and say anything unless I knew that I was correct in what I'm saying. But you know what? You can't talk to people like that because people expect, well, no, we know, we all don't know. No, you don't know. My goodness. You know, the older I get, sometimes I doubt myself because I need something in front of me giving me this. Yes. I mean, it's raining in Los Angeles this morning. Overcast. Sidewalks, streets are wet. My lawn was cut yesterday. I was able to pay the gardener, and it's green. It's looking wonderful. I'm elated. I'm in my home. I have a roof over my head. My roof's not leaking. I don't owe anybody anything but to love everybody. I haven't even listened or looked at the news to find out about the coronavirus. I don't care. Let it spread. I have a tangerine tree in the backyard and a lemon tree, and I'm gonna keep drinking my pure vitamin C. T taking care of myself. Truth according to who? Truth according to you. And I hope that you can catch on to that idea. Don't be misled by people's and the individual's rendition of what truth is. Don't you just love it? Because when you're all wrapped up in someone else's idea of what truth is, you're gonna find that you've lost your way. Because another person's truth has to be based upon evidential facts, something that they know to be true. Let me give you a good example, okay? Here recently, I love, when you go to the Facebook, this interactive network, I did a thing last night with a friend of mine, Wayne Moody, and I'm going to leave it up for the whole week, see how many people look at it. I don't care if they look at it or not. That's my truth. I made a statement on that webcast. That's a powerful statement because many of the brothers that I love and that I hang out with don't agree with that statement. I made a statement about marriage. I will always believe, you see, my truth is like this. I will always believe that marriage is only between a man and a woman because from that man and a woman comes the child, which is a genetic, psychological, emotional part of the man and a woman, and from that too comes that child, whether it be male or female. That child is the offspring of the love or the affection between the man and the woman. As that child grows, it has the mother and the father's DNA. In other words, that strand that makes the child a human is expressive in how it exercises itself in the life of the family. Now, this is something that has been inbred in me. I think it was some good inbreding because I came from that. I knew my father, I knew my mother, my brothers and sisters, all except one, my deceased sister, had a different father. But what drew us close is that we had the same mother. I did not know that she was a half-sister until I was a grown man, because the family just kept that. No, don't spread that to the children. John Jr., Eleanor is your sister, 100%. As she grew up in the house, she ate what I ate, she felt what I felt, she experienced chastisement as I did. That was truth as we knew it, under the auspices of John and Mary Ann Coleman, my mother and my father. That's truth to me. That's marriage. Now, if someone else wants to marry a person like that, I would think, and this is my truth, whether I be a straight man, a gay man, a crooked man, a lame man, a black man, a white man, that's my truth. You don't have to abide by it. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to necessarily like or love me because of it. Can I speak freely? And I thank God that I recovered from that open heart surgery with a sound mind. My mind is still sound. I have many of my friends. As a matter of fact, I went by to visit a friend of mine that is in a relationship with a man. And I love going by their home. It's a wonderful, but I would not marry another man. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't. I can't find it in me. I wouldn't even marry another woman. Why? Because I don't want to have a DNA close contact. Let's play like this is John and Lucy in 1967, and we're going to... Oh, no, I'm talking about the power of truth. I'm not talking about some fable. And I believe that a lot of people in today's world lives in a fantasy land. Some people are looking for truth based upon somebody else's truth. When you look at some of these singers and stuff like that, a young man was on Facebook and he was singing. I don't know why he thinks he can sing. And I won't mention his name because if he heard this, he would be devastated that I said that. But I looked at his latest clip and I said, number one, make up your mind what you're going to do because this is crazy. And with our young people, I'm not going to affirm their truth. I think I said it on that little clip that I made with Wayne last night. I was speaking about Johnny Mathis, the crooner, and Nat King Cole, the crooner. Two black men. One gay, one straight. Both of them have iconic voices, meaning that they are the top of the cream of the crop when it comes to singing. Have you ever heard Johnny Mathis sing, "Chances are when she wears that silly grin, the moment I come into view, chances are awfully good." See, I know what good singing is. I can sing. That's why I know what good singing is. And you could understand every word that I was saying. With these singers today, I don't know what they're saying. It just sounds like this to me. Sounds like a drunk person trying to find their way through a maze. Now, that's my truth. That's why certain artists I don't listen to. Certain songs I don't listen to. I was asked if somebody said, "Well, do you listen to..." What's that young man got shot up a few months ago? Nipsey Hussle. And I said, no, I heard one of his records where he was speaking negative connotations towards the president of the United States, Donald Trump. And that let me know, no, I'm not to listen to this young man because that's not good for my mind. It's not healthy. You see, you don't have to like or love Donald Trump, but to make a record and sell it, defaming a man's character, even if you are somewhat correct in this defamation of the character, and to make hundreds and thousands and possibly millions of dollars off of castigating another man's name in the dirt. To me, that's not truth. That's not the power of truth. That is a power of decline. And then when you look at his life, was cut short. You see what I mean? Because when you do truth on your basis, and that truth defaces or messes up the life of another person, your life is in jeopardy. His life was tragically cut short by a person that he knew and understood fully, because this young man that killed him grew up in the same environment that he did, and no one, by the way, I saw Nipsey's funeral, and I saw his father and his mother. His father was incapable of correcting his son. You see what I mean? And my truth is this. And here again, I'm not trying to get you to agree with me, because I'm concerned less about it. I'm talking about the power of truth. This is what I know to be true. As you live, so you die. Hear me out. You listen. See, I'm 76, people. You don't have too many old people that are still sound. And see, I didn't spend my whole life drinking Hennessy and Coke, because my kidneys would have been gone by now. I didn't spend my whole life going out at night partying. I didn't spend my whole life sleeping with numerous people. I mean, ooh, I like her, I like him. Okay, well, let's do this. I didn't do that. I have done some unscrupulous things in my life. Yes, all of us have. Why do I say that? Because my truth is a powerful truth, because we're humans. And as humans, we will find ourselves doing whatever the Hades we want to do, when we want to do it, with whomever we want to do it, whyever we want to do it as an adult. Now, we live in a society where there are laws, and these laws protect the innocent, the young, the ill-informed. These laws protect us against debauched behavior, such as practicing cannibalism on human beings, eating human waste deposits, having intercourse with animals in the street, or humans in the alley. We don't do, no. We live in a society of laws. And so the power of your truth and what you think you need to do, it does not absolutely ring a bell as truthful to me. Because I'll have you locked up, put away, and psychoanalyzed. I think about that, because a lot of younger people listen to me and say, oh man, this old dude white here, who in the hell he think he is? Negro, what's the matter? He can't get another church to pastor that. He needs a church. And so he's preaching on his web platform. Fool, you need to go all the way back to when I built this site in the year 2002. What's that? You weren't even born yet? No, you weren't. And so you see, the criticisms that come my way from young people that hasn't spent... A young man said to me recently, he said, oh man, I said, what? He said, you are absolutely right. I said, man, I run my mouth so much, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm absolutely right about what? And he gave me the scenario, because this young man listened somewhat to the things that I told him when he was going through a crucial, crucial time in his life. And I told him, if you concentrate on disciplining yourself into the patterns of life that you want to go, and if that discipline is assisting other people with the attitude of sacrifice of your own lives, God will propel your life and have you go ahead, and you will have a name, not in history, as people that are seeking fame and money, but because you've done something worthy of human interest. And he told me that he was trying to help someone. He's a black man. He was trying to help someone in an academic field, because that was his specialty when he went to the university. And this black person that he was speaking with rejected his truth, rejected what he was trying to share with them And I had to tell him, now you understand. And he said, I understand you 100%. And then he said, John, did you know that the younger generation has no connection? I said, because they have no parents. And the young man told me, he said, if I had not have had you in my life when you invaded it. Listen to me. Listen to me, people. Listen to me, you middle-aged people that want to listen. Don't try to preach to your children. Please don't. Don't try to give them religion, because that's not going to do it. They need truth. And the power of truth, when it is lived out in the person's life, becomes reality. And this person said to me, I got it. And he said, I'm done trying to. I said, that's right, because you can take a horse to the trough. You know, that's where you have water for the animals. You can take a cow to the cow trough bin. Got good grain in there, food for the cow to eat. But you cannot make that animal eat it. I spew out this truth. And this truth that I'm spewing out seems to be something that aggravates people that have never come into true public contact with it. Now, when you are trying to help younger people understand something, understand this, that if they have never sat under the tutelage of a man, that's why I sincerely believe in my heart that a man can teach boys. A black man can teach young black man better than a woman. And a woman can teach young black women if they are following not a hypnotic type of religious buffoonery truth, because that's what a lot of our young people are into. Baboons. I mean, they go to these halls called churches, just lifting up their hands, singing in the upper cleft and whining and everything. How do you think people all over the world, when they view that as whatever it is, how do you think they view African Americans as a population of intelligence? I'm sorry, it doesn't connect with my truth. And I will never subject myself to that kind of stuff. Now, you can subject yourself to anything you wish at any time you wish. But the power of truth means that in the long run, what is coming of this, you know what I had a young man tell me? A young man told me, you just watch, and when I make it, you're going to see how famous I am. I said, famous? I said, I don't love you or choose not to love you because of your mode of fame. Fame? You think I love my daughters because they're famous? I don't love my daughters because they're famous persons. My daughters know that I do these webcasts all the time. I doubt seriously if they listen to me. Maybe if they want to check up on Daddy, they'll come to the website and then they'll say, oh, Daddy's all right. I just listened to 5 minutes. He's okay. He's going up here. He's still preaching. No, it looks like preaching, but it's not preaching. It's, well, it is really, because I'm trying to reach people, not with my truth, but with the truth that will set them free. Often I tell a young man, I ask him first, where are you going to be in 10 years? I asked a young man that recently, and he said, you know, I thought about what you said. And he said, you know what? I ought to be able to answer that question. And then the young man said, now this is where I am thinking about heading in my life. And I know in order to be there in 10 years, I have to do this or that. And I was telling this young man, because I've known him for a number of years, I said, the best thing for you to do is to look at a higher degree of education in law, because your mind works categorically wonderful in that. And the young man is headed in that direction. See, that's the power of truth. But my insights, first of all, as one black man to another black man, not only my insights, because I got a friend of mine, and I was just looking at him on Facebook, and he just delivered his son back to the university, and he was in the car with his son, and his son was sleeping next to him while my friend recorded it. And just like I taught him when he was in the church that I pastored, love your children, man. And that man has watched all of his sons reach for the heights. See, that's the power of truth. So, if you're giving someone truth from your vantage point, and that truth can really make an impact on who they are in their lives, well, then you're a blessed person. God bless you in that endeavor. Hold on to the power of truth. Don't be dissuaded by people that wants you to compromise yourself in order to make them feel good. That's called entitlement. No one is entitled to a prestigious statement that hasn't put forth an effort to work at what they're doing. And to be honest, but nowadays, you don't have to be honest. You know, you want to see how many people will agree with you and how many people will co-sign you. Nah. Truth is a different kind of power. Thank you for coming to my website. That's right, johnecoleman.org. Because as long as I'm breathing and have breath in my lungs, you will hear nothing but the truth proceed from me. God bless you. See you soon.